The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yes, it's too soon. Big Fatty was talking about Top Cat. I don't remember ever seeing Top Cat. I didn't know what that was.
I do.
Yeah, I don't. That didn't ring a bell with me.
It barely rings a bell. I think I know.
Did he not really know of any other cartoon more recent than Top Cat?
Yeah.
What were the years of Top Cat? Let's see. I'm typing. I'm sorry, Brenda.
That'd be interesting.
Okay. Well, just while you're doing that. Okay. I'm sorry. I lumped in
1962.
I'm sorry that I lumped in Puff and Stuff into the Hanna-Barbera trope.
He's a chief, he's a king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top Top Cat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm typing, I'm sorry, Brenda.
Yeah, I don't, that didn't ring a bell with me.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is App. Episode 2862, I say chew, of the BFO for right the 18th of January 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on some more of these voice letters. Yes, Big Fatties! Hello, weatherers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone, I hope you're for right. Is going well, y'all. Your weather is today because, y'all, if all things are going according to plan, I am over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for weather a weekend with lots of nice people, to include Boston Josh, yes, Big Fanny, and Granny and Durwood and Jeremy and my friends Rick and Jerry, and y'all the number 2 fan of the BFO for 2018. Aw, Chris, yes, Big Fanny, and y'all, if things are not going according to plan, I'm in Atlanta, Big Fanny. Y'all, I am recording this prior to my departure for the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Yes, Big Fatty, I thought you were going to play voice letters. Let's move the show forward. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today we have one remembrance celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's David and Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love and miss David and Denver. It's true. Y'all, David and Denver was a longtime listener of the BFO, and y'all, he passed away, and I'm sure Brian can remind me. I want to say it's been about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe not quite that long, but anyway, David and Brian used to get together and do quilting, and y'all, they made the hammer saw for Big Fatty, and y'all, it's truly. Well, it's y'all. Anytime you get something that's handmade, it's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, David's no longer with us. But that doesn't mean that we don't celebrate his life. So, Big Fatty, he's probably not on the 20 or the. Well, I don't know. Lord Byron was on the 20 for years after he passed away. Well, that's true. Anyway, but y'all also this weekend on Sunday the 20th, y'all, you heard her. At the beginning of today's little show, Big Fatty, was it that Peter G? No, I said her. Oh, I'm sorry. It must have been Dr. Stone. No, it was Brenda Boo. Oh, Big Fatty, Brenda Boo! And y'all, she is the founder of the Lutzel Little Show, and y'all, she's had many machinations. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar of her personal little show. Now she's she's got one called Not Quite a Cat Lady. Big Fatty, she has a kitty cat. Well, it was a premature title, I believe. Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Brenda Boo on the Twitter or the Facebase, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, if they see David in Denver, say hey. And I hope Brenda Boo gets a big old piece of cake. You know, maybe David in Denver gets some angel food cake. Big Fatty, I thought that was a good one. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
We're having a party.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, cause y'all, starting today, the 18th of January, and going through 5 p.m. on Friday, the 1st of February, y'all, it's your chance to throw your hat in the ring. Big Fatty, what kind of hat? Oh, no, that's a saying. Oh, okay. Y'all to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. Now, normally, y'all, if you were the number one fan for the previous year, you're not eligible. But, see, y'all, since this is the last number one fan contest, Mr. Mike can do it also. Y'all just send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and in 25 words or less, tell everybody why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, we'll throw you in the colostomy bag, and at halftime of the Superb Owl, we will make the announcement of the final number one fan of the BFO. Yes!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Merry day after Krimma. I've tried this about 4 times, but I almost had an accident. I'm here. I'm leaving the church, where Miss Shirley also said to wish you a Merry Christmas. She is heading up the customer service, so she's very busy today. I was in there because I went to wash some of my underpants today and realized I had used all of the laundry detergent, so I had to run in there and stock up and pick up a couple little things because I don't need much because I'm going to the hideaway for the New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, I hope you had a very Merry Krimma. I went up to Hatville. I probably can stop there, right? I went up to Hatville, and it was very hatty. I stayed the night for something like 2 years. I've stayed there overnight. And halfway through the night, when my back was hurting, and there were springs poking into it, and the sheets, literally, when I sat down on the bed, like, dust came off the bed because no one visits the hat. Like, that, I don't think the sheets have been slept in 2 years. So I asked the Hatterina the next day if I could wash them, and she was very offended. And I was like, what, you're going to wash them anyway when I leave? And I'm not so sure that she was. But anyway, it was lovely. It was just my parents and the aunt and uncle and cousins, a couple cousins, husband and kids. But we had a lovely time. I was the big hit. My, I guess, little cousin, he's like a nephew, really, wanted a pogo stick. So we purchased a pogo stick. I thought it was 1952, and then immediately thought of you because I knew you'd appreciate that. But yeah, he bounced about. It was quite fun. They tried to get me on there, but I was simply over the weight limit. I didn't want to break it, even though it'll never be used again, because you know how these things are with the children's and the toys. So, and then I came home late Christmas night because I couldn't, and I wanted Chinese food. So I drove back to the Charleston. It's about an hour and a half, but last night it was about 2.5 hours, thanks traffic. And yesterday I've been a sloth, an absolute sloth. I finally decided I better go out and get my doing so I can get on the road at a decent time at some point here in the next day or so. Also, if any listeners are near to Hergey, everything Christmas was 50% off. And even if it wasn't labeled, like over in the nicer areas, not like the Christmas shit in the back corner, like it was 50% off. So I got some coffee mugs that were normally like, you know, $7. Now those 50% off, so because I need more coffee mugs. I got all new LED chroma lights for my mobile home that I can use all year round on the awning. Those, I got those for like $2.99. It was such a good deal because that shit's usually expensive. And so, yeah, and then I stocked up on all of the lights for my new chroma tree next year. I just went ahead and went full LED because I've been resistant to it because, you know, we like the warm glow, but they finally have kind of figured that shit out. So, all right, well, that's enough nattering. It'll probably be Valentine's Day before this. I got the heartburn. I had some M&Ms. But you're fat, and Mia.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda and Veda. Oh,
shit, it did.
Oh, Big Fanny, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. and I'd like to point out that it's less than a month till Valentine's Day. But Big Fanny is still in 2018. It's true. And Veda, it sounds like you're already getting ready for Crema for next year. That's just lovely.
Big Fanny, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler, and I'm just calling with some good advice. The advice I like to give all my American friends this time of year on the 1st of January: stop living in the past. Come on already. Move on. It's 2019 and it's still 2018 in America. What the hell are you guys doing? Happy New Year!
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. A voice from the future. Yes, Big Fanny. And Big Fanny, you've made it into the new year. It's true. Scotty, you know, Scotty, we've announced the Pride 48 dates. Haven't heard if you're going to be able to make it back or not this year, but we sure do hope so. Yes, Big Fanny.
Hey, Big Fanny. It's Princess Hannah. First, happy holidays. I hope and trust you had a good holiday season and a good New Year's, but I have an Ask Big Fanny question, so cue the music.
Big Fanny, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fanny?
Why do you call yourself Big Fanny, Big Fanny?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fanny.
Well, thank you, Big Fanny, and y'all, our ex-Big Fanny question today comes to us from Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah, what you got?
Joe has an abnormally large head, and he wears what I called in high school the Jeff cap, or other people call him a pappy hat, or a golfer's cap. The thing is, because his head is so large, he has a hard time finding one that fits the circumference of his head, that doesn't ride up and look ridiculous and whatnot. I was hoping that somebody or somebodies that listen to the little show would have an idea as to where I could either order or go to find one of these hats in a larger size. Thanks so much. Inquiring minds want to know. And love you lots. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question. Big Fanny, you thought when she said a large head, she was talking about downstairs. Oh, well, you know, Princess Anna, you got to know who you're talking to here. But this is an excellent question. And I do have an answer for you. You know, Big Ricky. Big Ricky from the Stinky Orangutans. He likes to wear those. He likes to wear the Sharpays. Also, Big Fatty, I thought that was a dog. Well, he wears a dog too. But maybe ask Big Ricky where he finds the hats for his big fat head. Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd do this other scratch-off that Joe in Dallas sent to me. Y'all, it is 10X. It says, end of the 5 million Vegas challenge. Match your numbers to the winning numbers. Win the prize for that number. Reveal a 10X symbol and win 10 times the prize for that symbol. Y'all, let's see what the winning number is. It is number one, Big Fatty TT. Y'all, we're going to just scratch right here. The five numbers to scratch. The first one is a number 18. Not a winner. Number 16, no winner there. Then we have a number 19, not a winner. Number 4, not a winner. And finally, Joe in Dallas, we've got a winner here. Joe in Dallas, this means that you're going to have to come to Pride 48 and pick this up, and it's a $5 prize. Big Fanny, don't spend it all in one place. It's true. That's just lovely. We've got us a winner there, Big Fanny. Y'all, you know Ian, out there in the City of Angels, the Los Angeles, y'all, she sent me a Friday kerfuffle, since it's for right day, I thought I'd read it. You know, Jimmy Bear has, y'all, he's lost in action. He's lost in action, and Ian, thank you for stepping up to the plate. Ian says, hello, Fatty. A little joke for you. How do you turn on a superstitious prostitute? Big Fatty, I don't know. How do you turn on a superstitious prostitute? You knock on wood. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Now, y'all, just a reminder, if things go as planned, we'll be doing a live little show. Y'all, it'll be a vulgar show. It'll be a vulgar and maybe a drunky cast on Sun. We'll be recording Sunday for the Monday little show. So, pull out your popcorn and sit back and get ready to touch us a big fatty that is vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And, y'all, it looks like it's going to be a lovely weekend over at the Metropolis. Y'all, I'm looking forward to seeing Boston Josh again. Yes, Big Fatty, so is your tongue. I mean, anyway, y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Peter G, anything you'd like to say about the leather weather weekend?
See, I'm typing. I'm sorry, Brenda.
Yeah, I don't. That didn't ring a bell with me.
Big Fatty, is Peter G the leather weather weekend stenographer?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.